Fundraiser, and why is it necessary to raise funds to go and fight an election?
Well, elections are extremely expensive to run. Even a by-election is a really costly affair to a political party. And obviously the Democratic Alliance is the political party that I know and represent, and I know what a well-oiled machine that we have when it comes to running elections. There's a lot of logistics that go into it, and obviously every single thing that we do these days costs money. And we all know how much everything's gone up as well. So, you know, we do have to put in that a little bit of extra effort to make sure we've got what we need.
And, you know, when one thinks about the way votes are bought in this country, are you planning to do any of that in terms of the T-shirts and food hampers?
No, we certainly won't be doing food hampers, definitely not. Obviously, all political parties do T-shirts. Our T-shirts are actually just only given to our members and active members who are doing work for the party, not necessarily just to hand out a T-shirt.
Okay. I'm just thinking in Africa, a food hamper and a T-shirt has bought many votes in the past. Do you think it'll do the same this time around?
I think the voters in South Africa are actually waking up, and they're going, I'll take that food parcel and I'll take that T-shirt, but I'm not necessarily going to be voting along the same lines.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's important. We've discussed on many, many shows in this forum how important it is to vote and to encourage others to do the same. We're not suggesting that you vote in a particular direction. We would like you to, but obviously this is not our function. It's simply to conscientize every South African to do what has been a very, very hard one right, and that is to cast your democratic vote. To, if you're unhappy about the way things are, the most effective way of change is to get to the polls and to cast your vote for whichever party you think is going to represent your interests best. We just happen to be talking about the Democratic Alliance right now because, well, Tammy's here and there's this fundraiser next Saturday. Where's it going to be held?
We are having it at Old North Caribou, which is in Umhlali, down next to the dam. So it'll be we're hoping for beautiful weather. It'll be a lovely family day out.
And it's a poiky competition. So do teams pay to enter?
That's correct.
And then do people pay to taste?
That's correct, yeah.
And all that money goes into the kitty to help to spread the word that you want to spread in terms of getting people conscientized and prepared and galvanized towards the elections coming up in, what is it, under 6 months now? No, it's about a year.
Just under a year, yeah.
So there's a lot of work to do and
lots of work.
Not much time, because time does fly these days. Are you cautiously optimistic that maybe change is in the air?
I am very optimistic that change is in the air. Despite negative publicity with regards to coalitions, we know that coalitions are going to be the future of South African politics. I'm very, very optimistic, certainly in KZN. In that the party has been, and it has been in the media, so I am allowed to say it, the party has already been talking with like-minded political parties on mapping a way forward.
See, because from what I can gather, there's a hell of a lot wrong, as we know, about South Africa, but there's also a huge amount that, with a little bit of attention in the right places, could turn around fairly rapidly and change things for everyone for the better. And I'm just thinking about the kind of investment that would flow with the change of direction economically, politically, socially. You look at Namibia, you look at Maputo, Mozambique, and you see the kind of investment that's happening in those major centers. There are cranes on the skyline, there are buildings going up, there is investment pouring in from international sources. We've just discovered a major oil reserve in Namibia on the coast that extends without any shadow of a doubt into South African territorial waters, and possibly that geological formation in South African territorial waters contains even bigger supplies or reserves of oil. The gas supplies that have been discovered are enormous, which would put South Africa into a different league completely. And all one needs to do is to remove the levels of corruption that currently taint any kind of investment and scare people away. And this is hopefully where some of the change is going to come from. I'm doing a lot of talking, and I'm sure it's your party. So you're cautiously optimistic. Well, this is good news. And obviously, for those that want to find out more, well, the opportunity will be there to engage with you. And who else is going to be there representing the Democratic Alliance next Saturday?
So we're going to have our, obviously, Ward 22 councillor, because as I said to you, it's a very localized, it's a very localized fundraiser. Mm. So we are doing it as a branch fundraiser, and we are basically a coastal branch. So it's Ward 6 and Ward 22 that are combined together, along with Blythedale and Zinkwazi. So we're going to have our branch members there, and hopefully we'll be having a surprise guest.
Okay, well, this will be fun. Now, for those that would like to participate in terms of teams, what is the structure? How does it work?
So it is along the lines of most poiki competitions. It's teams of four that can enter, and you have to use a number three poiki pot. And when it comes to judging, I think that has to be 75% full. You can do whatever recipe you want. And we're going to have prizes for the best tasting poiki, I think the best presentation, and the best gheas of whichever particular team is going to be there.
Are you still looking for prizes? Can people donate?
Absolutely. I think the more prizes we have, we're also going to have raffles going throughout the day. We've already got quite a few nice prizes, but the more prizes we've got, it's so nice to be able to send everybody away with the prize. So if anybody would like to donate a prize, we are also still looking for, I think it's about 10 bags of charcoal, but other than that, we covered. But prizes and charcoal are welcome.
And how many teams have entered so far?
We have got 18 teams that have entered so far. We had a goal of 20. I think the maximum that can be fit into the area is 25. So we thought, well, let's rather give people a bit more space. Like I said, we're trying to make it a family day. So if you want to bring your kids along and put a picnic blanket down for them, we'd really love to see the whole family out.
And is there a little bit of entertainment later on?
Well, we are still working on the entertainment, but there's a big dam there. So it's lots of fun to run around outside.
Super. And for those that want to just come along and enjoy the festivities and possibly sample the wares, tickets available at the door or online? Or
no, tickets will be available at the door. We'll have somebody who will be looking after the tickets at the door. It's going to be 50 rand a person. I can't remember offhand if we're charging for children. I don't think so. That's basically what it is. 50 rand, and it gives you three tasters. And then obviously at Caribou, you're more than welcome to get a plate of chips for your kids if they don't want a poiki, or they'll have their full bar service available.
Yeah.
So it'll be good fun.
What time do the gates open?
So the teams will be there from 8 o'clock. They'll be able to start cooking and setting up from 8 o'clock, but judging is only going to be taking place from around about 12. So if anybody wants to come a little bit before 12 and chat to the different teams, they've all got, we've got a mix of private and businesses that are doing entering teams. So, that gives people a chance to chat to the different teams that are there and maybe give them a little bit of business.
Well, it sounds like lots of fun and for a good reason. You want to support anyone that's prepared to put effort into positive change in our beloved country. So go along on next Saturday to Caribou and enjoy a real South African treat, a poiki competition. It's already very well supported with teams of so far 18, but there's a little bit of room if you'd like to put a team together and have a go. Lots of prizes to be won, lots of poiki to be tasted, and lots of good people to meet. The community coming together in support of the fundraiser for the Democratic Alliance. My very special guest this afternoon, Tammy Colley. Good luck with the fundraiser. I'm sure it's going to go extremely well. And we'll be chatting a lot more, I'm sure, before the big event. Oh, gosh, the this next election, they say, is kind of do or die, isn't it?
That's right.
So we've all got a part to play in this, and we are holding thumbs because the winds of change, I think, have already started to blow.
They have indeed. Dave, thank you so much for allowing us to come onto your show. It's always such a great pleasure to be on 88 FM. And I'd just like to, if it's all right with you, take this opportunity to wish all the mums out there Happy Mother's Day for this weekend. And if your children are 16 and they have an ID, they are allowed to register to vote. And people are more than welcome to get hold of me if they'd like assistance with that.
So important. Absolutely great to remember Mother's Day, and very important to remember that voting registration is so important. So yes, don't be a stranger. Let's keep very tight lines, and we'll see you again in the very near future in the afternoon show, I hope.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dave.
The time now, 20.